Thanks for listening to this podcast from Cradle My Heart. For more information about this podcast, you can visit our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.
Is it absolutely wrong? Yes. Is it a tragedy for everybody involved? Yes. But is it domestic terrorism? I don't think it is. You know, we have the characteristics of the shooter from the people that knew him, his former neighbors, saying that he was an off-the-grid mountain man. And we also had reports that he was just shooting at people at random before he took cover inside Planned Parenthood. I don't think that qualifies as domestic terrorism. What do you think? I in no way mean to diminish what occurred, and I certainly don't mean to add to the grief of the families. And Planned Parenthood did release their names, and I think, you know, we need to absolutely give honor and dignity to them. Because, you know, they're innocent people, and in the case of the law enforcement officer who lost his life defending Planned Parenthood, though he was staunchly pro-life, you know, we need to celebrate his life. The other victims, the two civilians who've been named by Colorado Planned Parenthood, named by family members, the media, again, won't be formally identifying them until tomorrow afternoon when they'll have a press conference about this. But one woman said her family has said that she was there accompanying a friend. Her name is Jennifer Markowski, a Hawaiian-born resident of Colorado Springs. And the man who was killed, named Kayari Stewart. Third person killed, University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, police officer Garrett Swazi, and he was a 44-year-old father of two who responded to the scene after the shooting started on Friday morning. Nine were wounded in the attack. All of those are expected to recover. The suspect is in police custody. His name is Robert Lewis Deer. And again, there are leaked reports from law enforcement saying that he said no more baby parts, a presumed reference to the Center for Medical Progress videos exposing what was going on behind closed doors at Planned Parenthood locations. But no motive, again, has been officially confirmed. Despite that, earlier today, Planned Parenthood used Twitter to say, "We now know the man responsible for the tragic shooting at PP's Health Center in Colorado was motivated by opposition to safe and legal abortion." Well, do we? And if that was leaked by law enforcement, I would like to have everybody have the facts before we start debating that and talking about that. Hi, I'm Kim Catola. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.